Tesmar Cheshvan, Thursday the 10th of November, Dayan Yehoshua Posen, Understanding the Matana of Shabbos.
This week's program, as it says on the sheet, is the whole of England is busy with working on enhancing the mitzvah of Shabbos, each kehillah, the female Gotham. And maybe for our kehillahs, the work of enhancing the avodah of Shabbos is actually a harder job than maybe for some other kehillahs. For some kehillahs, it might be poshut to start working on the different Melachos of Shabbos, of Shmirah Shabbos, and trying to build up the awareness of what one is allowed to do on Shabbos, what one isn't allowed to do on Shabbos, is something which is more clear-cut. For us, possibly, the exact avodah of what we're meant to be doing needs a little bit more thought and time to analyze what it is that we're trying to work on when it comes to Shabbos. I have a friend of mine who has a mobile phone, which cuts out the whole time. Battery runs out. Kaseda. And I've told him, why do you get a new battery? There must be a problem with your battery. He said, no, it's not the problem. The problem is, every night when I go to bed, I'm finished. I'm almost shattered. And I plug in my phone every night. Sometimes I forget to see if the switch is on. I wake up in the morning, and I look at the battery, and it's like flashing red. It's like nearly dead. It's like, how can I be seen plugged in the whole night? And I forgot to see the switch. And that is maybe a little bit of a problem that many of us have when it comes to Shabbos. If you look at the different Yom Tovim, if you just stop and think for a minute about the fact that we spend more than one seventh of our lives in Shabbos. More because apart from being every seventh day, we have to Sefer Shabbos, so we add a little bit before Shabbos starts, we add a little bit at the end of Shabbos. If you look at the fact that Shabbos is more than one seventh of our lives, we don't actually have necessarily a clear focus as to what the mitzvahs hayoyim of Shabbos are. Of course, there's cholent, right? But what the mitzvahs hayoyim, what's the mitzvahs hayoyim? We come to Pesach and we're very focused. We know exactly what Pesach is all about. Pesach is the zman hageula. We've got mitzvahs. We're busy cleaning the house of Pesach for a month or depends on who you are, how long before. You've got matzah, you've got morah, you've got seder. We've got very clear focus in what it is we're trying to get out of Pesach. And so when you go through all the different Yom Tovim, we've got Zman Matan Torah Yoseinu, we've got Sukkah, Zman Simcha, we're busy with Arba Minim, we're busy with the Sukkah, Rosh Hashanah, Tshuva, Shefa, Yom Kippur, Tshuva, Tarnis. Every Yom Tov that we have throughout the year has a clear focus. In fact, the Gaon says, Sheshis Yom Tasem Lach Techo, the Gaon says Sheshis Yom is referring to those six Yom Tovim. Tasem lachtecho, that each one of those Yom Tovim have a melacha that you're meant to do for that Yom Tov. When it comes to Yom Hashir, it's a day of melacha, it's a day of Shabbos, it's a day of resting. But that doesn't mean that it doesn't have an Avedus Hayom. The, I think it was the Chofetz Chaim, I think, who pointed out that, you know, some people, when it comes to Motzah Shabbos, they're at the first possible opportunity to take out Shabbos. You know, Chas V'Shalom Shabbos should be in any way, any longer than it might otherwise be, especially in the winter, you know, it's such a long Shabbos. You have to be at the first possible opportunity to daven. And similarly to, some people bring in Shabbos at the latest possible opportunity, maybe even a minute or two too late. So there's a lot of time, if you actually stop to think about it for a minute, and you realize what's going on, then you'll realize how that doesn't make a lot of sense. The whole 6 days of the week, we're busy with a klola. Lemaisa, we're busy with the klola. B'zeyas ha'pecha tzeich ha'lechem. Otam Rishon was over on the chet, and as a result of that, as we know, we're living the consequences. We have to work. It's a klola. Sometimes a person could be so caught up in the klola that they don't even realize, they lose focus and realize this is actually a klala. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a matana, the one day a week, we don't have that klala. But we're so focused, we're almost like, imagine a prisoner who's put into a gulag for hard labor, right? And he has to cut up stones. And every day he schleps out there and he cuts, it's freezing conditions and everything else. Imagine if he gets up early in the morning one day, says to his taskmaster, no, I need to leave early, I've got to get to the quarry. I say, what's the matter with you? You're not mechuyah to go now. Yeah, soon we're going to put on you that you're going to have to go up, and the guy's going to come in, he's going to wake everyone up, and he's going to schlep you out. You're so eager to get to that quarry now, and yet everyone else leaves because now you're allowed to go home and rest in the bed. No. I've got another hour's stone cutting I can do. I'm chalashing to cut a few more stones. That, the sheishes yom tzas minatzecha is b'zeh saben atzich alechem. So the Chofetz Chaim, we've lost focus of what's the tofel and what's the ikkum. The boss says, Ruki nosen lachem misah Shabbos. Gemara tells us that when a person gives somebody else a matana, you have to tell the recipient that he's receiving a matana. And if you don't tell him he's receiving a matana, then it's felt in the actual matana. And therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu had to tell Moshe, to tell Klal Yisrael that receiving a matana, and the matana is called Shabbos. What didn't we know before? What do we know now? Klal Yisrael were going to be told. It's Pesukim in the Torah. All the halachas of Shabbos, Shishom, Tassim, Natechem, Yom HaShish. What weren't we told? What weren't we told about the Matana? That wouldn't have been obvious. And if there was something we weren't told, then now that we have to be told that we're receiving it, where were we told? Because we're still missing this information. There's a secret. There's a secret which Klal Yisrael meant to be given about Shabbos, which doesn't seem to be so obvious. We say in Mincha on Shabbos, Mechus Av, on Dolom, Mechus Emes, Emunah, Mechus Sholom, Shalva, V'Hashki, V'Vetzach. How do you understand Menucha? How do you define Menucha? Menucha doesn't mean necessarily sitting on the couch with your feet up. That's Menucha. What is the Menucha of Shabbos? If you analyze the Melachos of Shabbos, if you say that Menucha means the absence of work, it means taking it easy. So what's offer on Shabbos should be doing strenuous work. So according to that, you've got two people sitting next to each other. And then one person gets up, and he walks over, and he picks up massive sideboards in his house, and he moves it right across the room to the other side of the room. And he's schwitzing, and his arms are hurting. It's a very laborious task he's just carried out. Another person takes out his pen, and he's got a piece of paper, and he writes two letters. Two letters. Two oasis. Aleph base. Av. The first person has not been over Malacha Deiraisa. There's no Issa Deiraisa of schlepping heavy objects. Chazal asked it. But I tell you, there's nothing wrong with schlepping heavy objects. You can schlep weights for all you want on Shabbos. And you can be absolutely physically exhausted. And you're not over Issa Deiraisa. You can write a letter. Two letters. And you're over Issa Deiraisa. So clearly, the point of resting on Shabbos is not a point of resting from physical labor. What is the nekudah that we are meant to rest from on Shabbos? Rav Shimshon Pinkus explains that if you look at the Lamates Melachos, all the Lamates Melachos, as we know, are based on the Melech Mishkan. They're based on the Melech Mishkan, and they have one common thread that runs through all of them. All of them use the Kriya Hayitzira. All of them use a creative force. Every one of the Melachos is trying to create something. Oasis, you're creating the words, you're creating letters. When you sow something, you're creating a baguette. When you die, you're creating. When you everything you're doing, you're creating something. The Issa Melacha on Shabbos is not about physical labor, it's not to create something. Why? What's so special about creating? Explains from Shimshon, a human being has a koyach to create and has a desire to create. And when we create something, we try to add our own personal touch to it, and that gives it a bit of a personal connection between us and this particular item. Shabbos is a day, it sounds a bit strange initially, but Shabbos is a day when we're meant to take the eye out of the equation. Shabbos is a day when we dafka don't focus on you and what you can achieve physically. Don't write, don't craft, don't create, don't build. That's not what you're meant to be doing on Shabbos. And if you take away all of that, then all of a sudden the whole world goes quiet. And when the world goes quiet, there's only one thing left. And that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that is Menucha. Menucha is, every other Yontov has different melachos, different avodas that we're meant to be doing. On Shabbos is a day when we are partially meant to be sitting back and thinking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and thinking about what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us on a regular basis, and thinking about how we have to have a Karas HaTzeus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the reason why we connect constantly Shabbos to Yishesh Yisomer Oso Hashem. We constantly create Shabbos to Priyas Olam. Why? Because if we focus on the fact once a week that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who created the world, then maybe we'll stop and think about our Karas HaTzeus that we have to have too. You say, Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbos, Toil Oides Lashem, Lezamen Shem Kodem, Lahan Babaytuch HaStecho. Go through the Mizmor. Other than Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbos, there isn't a single mention of Shabbos in the entire Mizmor. What's the connection of Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbos to Shabbos? Machlekes, who wrote it, some say, Ozma Rishon already wrote it. What's the connection of this Mizmor to Shabbos? So the Mefarshim explain, first of all, it's Mizmor Shir Yom HaShabbos. It's a Shir. It's a Shir. It's four times one of the Shirs. And what is the Shira? The Shira is Tov Lehoides Hashem Olezamen Hashimcha Elyon. So Tov Lehoides Hashem, one has to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Olezamen Hashimcha Elyon, to sing to Him. Now when you sing, the difference between thanking and singing is singing, song, is an expression of the heart. Song means that you actually put thought into your Korah. You know, if somebody comes to you, and imagine you have a family Simcha, and someone says to you, someone gets up and says, I'd like to thank you very much for everything you've done. Very nice. Imagine someone gets up and says, you know, here's a song I've composed to thank you. Now, whether they can sing or can't sing, how musical, that's not the nekudah here. The nekudah is, someone's actually gone to the extent of composing a song. That means there's thought, that means there's emotion, that means this is not just a yitzhazam, this is something real. It's coming during my yitzhazam and I leave. We're meant to sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What are we meant to sing? L'hagid ba'boike chastecho. Ba'boike, the day, the morning, the sun's risen, everything's bright. Everything's bright. Bright always is an allergy for when everything's going well. You speak about, you know, things are bright in the day, things are clear, we can see the chasod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. L'hagid ba'boike chastecho. We've got no problem, we'll speak about the chasod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's ba'boike. Leilos, when it's dark, when it's night, we use the analogy of the dark winter months when things are hidden from us, things don't always go so well, we don't necessarily understand why certain things are happening to us or those around us. That's emunosro. Emunosro, baleilos. At night, we have to rely on our emuno. That is the shir of Shabbos. That is what the Levim sang in the Beis HaMikdash, because that is Shabbos. Shabbos is about stopping, thinking, analyzing, giving ourselves a chance to stop and think. Do you know, during the week, people, if in the days of the Chofetz Chaim, Allah has come on nowadays, don't have a minute to think. There isn't a minute, you know. Okay, nowadays people probably get into the car and turn on the news because there's actually incredible things to hear. But there are some people who cannot physically sit in a car with no noise. Can't. It has to be either music or it has to be the radio, it has to be something, because if there's quiet, it's almost like overpowering. Imagine Chas v'Shalom if it was quiet, and I had to actually stop and think for a minute. Imagine, like, how many minutes could I do that without feeling choked? And nowadays we've got telephones which take care of every spare second we might have. If we're not on it, we can look at it, we can touch it, we can feel. Imagine how the world has changed, that you can have 4 or 5-year-old children who do an action which didn't exist when we grew up. This. This action didn't exist. When we grew up, this was nothing. Nowadays, little children grow up, they know exactly everything. We've been completely. It's a whole new generation. Now, the generation is such that there's a rush, there's a constant noise.
Yes.
And the noise is channeled in such a way that we're not meant to be given an opportunity to stop and think. Comes along Shabbos, and we turn off everything. Now, if ever any of you have been involved in Kiruv, and you speak to people who weren't zeichah to grow up with Shabbos as part and parcel of their everyday being, and you start explaining them what's it going to mean to keep Torah mitzvahs, and you start going through the different mitzvahs, one of the trickiest ones you're going to come across is Shabbos. You tell them, by the way, there's one day a week, every Saturday, when you literally can't do anything. You know, you can't be on your phone, not any part of your phone, not WhatsApp, not Facebook, nothing, nothing on your phone at all, right? You can't drive a car, you can't watch television. So already the feeling absolutely choked. For 25 hours. 25 hours! That's already, it's like a prison sentence. It's like putting someone in a straitjacket once a week. How can you possibly survive? and you speak to somebody who's Shomer Torah and Mitzvahs, who Shabbos is part and parcel of their everyday week, and they tell you, I can't get by till the next Shabbos. I don't know how I'm going to cope for the next few days till Shabbos. Baruch Shabbos, Baruch Hashem. Boy, did I need this Shabbos. Can you imagine for a second if Shabbos came every 2 weeks? Baruch Hashem, nervous breakdowns. More than that at the moment. Shabbos for us is an oasis. It's a chance when we get a chance to catch our breath. But it's not just a chance we get to catch our breath from a physical work. Let's face it, nowadays most people do much less physical work than they used to. None of us wake up in the morning and go down to the mine, right? Before it's still dark, and come home when it's still dark. We don't do physical work per se. So we're exhausted. What are we exhausted from? The pressure. There's a constant pressure. And if you think this is a pressure, try living next as well. Right? The pressure, the rush in the street, it's just a noise. And it comes to Shabbos, and all of a sudden, Shabbos b'menucha, everything goes off, everything goes down. What is the mitzvah hayom Shabbos? To actually use our brain to stop and think. And when we stop and think, once a week, don't make the mistake like that charge. Don't make the mistake not to flick the switch. We have Shabbos come by once a week, it's not just about lying in bed. Turn on that switch and you plugged in, because what the Shabbos is meant to do is it's meant to recharge us, not just physically. It's meant to recharge us from a ruchnius point of view. We're meant to look around at the Shabbos table. We're meant to look at our gezunt and our panosa and our meluchas and nefesh and everything else that we have. But lahagib abayke chastecha. Toiv lo'idus Hashem. That's the mitzvah of Shabbos. It's not shat that the shim is mo'li yom Shabbos. Your son and chaplains have Shabbos, and that's why it's shim is mo'li yom Shabbos. That is Shabbos. Shabbos is lahagib abayke chastecha emnosu aleilus. It's about stopping and appreciating what it is that we have, what our Kodesh Baruch Hu gives us, and what we want to do about it. If you look, Shishis Mebrashis were all about HaKadosh Baruch Hu creating. Came along Shabbos, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu rested. And we have to remember the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu rested on Shabbos as a zecher for Shishis Mebrashis. It's a bit strange, because if you want to have a constant zecher for Shishis Mebrashis, then Pashas would be better to do some work. At least once a week we should build something. HaKadosh Baruch Hu built the world. But the Teretz is, what was the difference between Sheishis Mebrashis and today? Because we know that Kodesh Baruch Hu builds the day, builds the world every single day, as we say in Tefillah. So, Mechalish B'tu V'cholim Tomlid. So, what actually happened to Sheishis Mebrashis that hasn't happened since? Kodesh Baruch Hu is constantly keeping the world going. So, Mepharshim explained, what happened was, Sheishis Mebrashis was a Chiddush. Kodesh Baruch Hu was Mechadish. After that, he wasn't Mechadish anymore. He keeps it going. How do we know the difference? How do we stop to recognize the difference between the fact he creates again, but what was already created? There's nothing new. Ein chodesh tachas hashemesh after Sheishis Mebrashis. How do we? The trouble with that is that we don't see it. We don't see there being no world, and then all of a sudden a world. So we take it for granted, and maybe we forget about Kodesh Baruch Hu, and we go about our lives. Shabbos is the day where we stop and remember that when Hakadosh Baruch Hu created the world, he stopped after Sheishis Mebrashis. That was the end of creation. But after then, he continues, so Shabbos is a chance to remind ourselves about the fact that Kodesh Baruch Hu is active in every day and part of our lives. If you look at Shabbos, the importance we give it, the severity that we give it, the person's Mechal Shabbos, the Misa, you get Skila, it's more severe than a Ritzeach. The person will be Mechal Shabbos, but made it with Edim and Hasra. And the Misa he gets is going to be worse than someone who goes and kills somebody else. How does that make sense? It's so... Okay, it's a nice Indian. Why is it given such chashivas? There's another area where we find is given a very severe set of halachas. That's the Beis HaMikdosh. In the Beis HaMikdosh, a Kohen does avodah in the Beis HaMikdosh and his begodim are torn. Chayav Misa. A Yisrael does avodah in the Beis HaMikdosh. Imagine, Rabbi Yashiv. God Lado decides he wants to avoid in the Beis HaMikdash. Right? Chayav Misa. Why? Because Beis HaMikdash is only Kohen. There's a set of halachas in Beis HaMikdash, and there's no breaking of those halachas, and there's no tolerance for any breaking of those halachas. Why are we treating it so severe? So Shimshon explains, now imagine you have a surgeon. The surgeon's got to do an operation on a person. So you can have an operation on a leg, and you can have an operation on a brain. On a heart. The difference between those two operations is, although of course both of them have to be done the utmost delicacy and professionalism, but there's more room for error with an operation on a leg, chas v'shalom, than there is an operation on a brain. A leg, there's more room, there's more scope. A brain, any inch you go wrong, and chas v'shalom, the outcome could be critical. So Rav Shimshon, it's the same point. There are certain mitzvahs where they're important mitzvahs. Of course, every mitzvah is important, but they're not fundamental to our whole Yiddishkeit. And there's certain mitzvahs which are fundamental to our Yiddishkeit. And those that are fundamental to the Yiddishkeit, there is no room for error. Shabbos and the Beis HaMikdash are on par on that front. The Beis HaMikdash is what brought the Shefa and Bracha to this world, and from there went out to the whole of Klal Yisrael. The Beis HaMikdash was the connection between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There is no room for error in the Beis HaMikdash. Shabbos is the same connection. We don't have a Beis HaMikdash nowadays, but we have Shabbos. There's halacha, if Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos, then you keep Shabbos exactly the same as you would. It's out, the Sudas and everything. Shabbos trumps Tisha B'Av. Why does Shabbos trump Tisha B'Av? Why does Shabbos trump Tisha B'Av? Tisha B'Av, the Churban. Because what is the Churban? The Churban is when we stop and think about the fact that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, then we're meant to, what are we mourning? We've spoken about this before. We're mourning about the fact that we don't have a proper connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. On Shabbos, you don't have that problem. Shabbos is Me'ein Olam Haba. Shabbos is that one time a day when we're allowed inside the embassy of Olam Haba. It's the one time a day when we're allowed inside the Beis HaMikdash to spend a day, so to speak, in the embrace of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So on Shabbos, we don't need Tisha B'Av. We'll push our Tisha B'Av for Shabbos because the point that you're trying to get out of Tisha B'Av is also there on Shabbos. If you look through the Beis HaMikdash and Shabbos, you find a number of similarities between the two. Beis HaMikdash, there's halacha that the Kohanim have to wear big tikkuna. On Shabbos, there's halacha on Hoga, the Klal Yisrael have big day Shabbos. The Beis HaMikdash, there was a menorah. On Shabbos, we've got the Shabbos lachtav, Shabbos candles. Beis HaMikdash, there was halacha before you do avodah, you're meant to wash yourself, there was rechitza. On Shabbos, there's halacha before Shabbos, every eat has an Indian, the person should wash. Covered Shabbos. There was a shulchan, we have a shulchan. There was a mizbeach. We know the table that we have, our meal on, is like a mizbeach. One of the reasons we're not meant to sit on the table is because the table is a mizbeach. The basar shlomim, which they ate in the Beis HaMikdash, is the food on Shabbos has a grisa kedusha Shabbos. So it turns out that this connection between the Beis HaMikdash and Shabbos is a lot stronger than we thought. Beis HaMikdash was something which brought down Shefa and connected us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on a regular basis. We don't have the Beis HaMikdash, and I'm not trying to say for a second that we don't lose out by not having the Beis HaMikdash because we have Shabbos. But Shabbos is a shtickle of what we had when we had the Beis HaMikdash. And the trouble is that we often don't get to think about it. And we can allow Shabbos to come, we can allow Shabbos to go, and we don't stop to chap. What are we meant to actually have got out of the Shabbos? How many people stop at the end of a Shabbos, on a Matzah Shabbos, and think, did I achieve what I wanted to achieve this Shabbos? And how many people are thinking, well, imagine how many emails are waiting when I turn on my phone. Right? Chofetz Chaim says something else. It's a pachad. Chofetz Chaim says that Shabbos is one of the only mitzvahs in the Torah where the Torah mentions Ata Avincha Ritecha. But there's a mitzvah in Shabbos not just on us. It doesn't say by Arba Minim, Ata Avincha Ritecha. It doesn't say by Sukkah, Ata Avincha Ritecha. It doesn't say any other mitzvahs. Where does it say Ata Avincha Ritecha? There's a mitzvah on you and on your sons and on your daughters. Says the Chofetz Chaim, there's a mitzvah on every single Yid, not just to make Shabbos Kodesh, but to try and give over the Kedusha of Shabbos to Bincha Ubitecha, to their sons and their daughters. There's a famous, very famous vort for Reb Moshe, where Reb Moshe was asked that after the turn of the war, when many Yidden went to America, and unfortunately there was terrible Chilul Shabbos which followed, Moshe was asked that what's going on here, because if you look at a lot of the parents of these children who are now Mechal on Shabbos, if you look at the parents, then you'll see that the parents were Moshe Nefesh. Many of them were Meisa Nefesh. 11 Mesiyas Nefesh, Baruch Hashem, most of us don't have to do. They came to their job and their boss told them, if you're not at work on Saturday, don't come back on Monday. And Kaseta, they went through week after week, but literally they lost their job, and the next week they're going to try and find a job, but really, is there even a point? Because I know what's going to happen by the end of the week. And I can't even imagine that level of yish. So, Rav Moshe was asked, how can it be, if the parents of Mr. Nefesh, that the children, Taka, didn't keep Shabbos?
Yeah.
Rav Moshe answered his famous answer. And again, Chas v'Shalom, I'm not in any way trying to say anything about situations that people might go through in terrible Yisurim, but I'm saying over Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe said that many of those people, and again, we're not judging the Nisyonos they went through, but many of those people, when they came home to their Friday night meal, knowing that they've just been fired, they sat at the table and they went, "Oi, Shabbos. You know, I'm doing it, but look what a cost it's come, look what a price it's come." And Chas v'Shalom, no one's being done then, because incredible Mesiyas Nefesh. But the message which came through to the children was a message that Shabbos is a really expensive mitzvah to keep. And you know what? Dad might be prepared to pay that price. I'm not sure I am. And kachava. Shabbos is a day when we have a chiyuv that isn't mentioned by any other mitzvah. A chiyuv not only to understand ourselves, the phenomenal bracha, the phenomenal matana that we've been given, but a chiyuv to give it over to our children. Our children should be looking forward to our Shabbos meal. Our Shabbos meal should be for them the highlight of their week. Whether it's because of the stories, or the fact that they're given a chance to talk, or the family time, the quality time that you have around. And if the point of Shabbos is Tov L'Hodes L'Hashem, so what better opportunity could there be to sit down at the Shabbos table and say, "Kids, I want to tell you something that happened to me this week. Phenomenal Tziata D'Shemaya I had this week. You know, I thought this and this was going to happen, and I thought it was terrible, and then I realized afterwards, like, Shmuel did it all in such a way. Unbelievable." Do you know, many parents have incredible emunah, but their children don't get to see it. Because they're quiet and unassuming. And it's a shame. There can be important messages which don't necessarily get passed down to the next generation. Shabbos is a time when we're given a very clear message. It's a secret. The matzono of Shabbos is a secret, because if you look at Shabbos, it's a day when we sit and we rest. That's not Shabbos. Shabbos is a recharge. It's a ruchnistic recharge for us, where we have a chance to connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu, realize what He does for us, reconnect, spend a little bit of time in Tfilah. There are many people who during the week don't have the Menuchas HaNefesh to spend time with the right Machshavos and Shemoneh Esrei. They don't. They're lucky if they get to daven three Tfilahs a day. Come to Shabbos. There's no phone, there's no rush. The Chazan's going to go on in any case. It's quite a long davening. You might as well actually spend a little bit of time in Shemoneh Esrei thinking about the last week. Thinking about those things that you have to be grateful for over the last week. Don't chas v'shalom wait till a person doesn't have X, Y, Z, and then all of a sudden mourns the loss that one might have. Think about the things which you take for granted during the normal days. We don't have a time to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Comes along Shabbos, that's what we're meant to be doing. But it's not just what we're meant to be doing. It's what we're meant to be giving over to our children more than any other mitzvah, says the Chofetz Chaim. If we're zeicher to use this chizuk, this annual chizuk, to take this week and make Shabbos Kodesh, make Shabbos Menucha. So when it comes to this Friday night, it's in Tov L'Hodes L'Hashem. You know, the Nesivah Shalom says that when we say Tov L'Hodes L'Hashem, which is Kabbalos HaShabbos, Mizvah Shilim HaShabbos, when we Mekabel Shabbos, that is the moment that the Neshama Yisera enters us. When we say Mizvah Shilim HaShabbos, think what a beautiful moment that is. You're standing there in shul, and spend a minute thinking about all the things that have happened over the last week. And as the Neshama Yisera comes into you and you feel that warmth and that menucha, genuine menucha, encumbers you. Tov l'hoidus l'Hashem v'lezame l'shimcha elyon. L'hagid ba'boike chastecha v'emunosu v'aleilus. There are type of things which we don't understand, but we have emunah and betochen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what He's doing.
Just to remind everybody,